The foreclosure crisis across the nation was ushered in largely due to subprime mortgages, loans that often had adjustable rates that ballooned into payments that homeowners simply couldn't afford. Those loans weren't as persistent in Wisconsin, but what was and still is persistent is unemployment.
When you have 8-9% unemployment, there's a lot of pain out there.
University of Wisconsin-Whitewater economics professor Russell Cation says that pain, joblessness, has led to cycles of foreclosure.
When it started first with the poorest people, those without any other, no safety net. And it worked its way to those people who had gotten laid off. But they had a little bit of something in reserve. And once they got through that, there were no other options.
According to RealtyTrack, a company that tracks foreclosures, in the past 2 years, there have been over 100,000 foreclosure filings in the state. That's nearly double the number of foreclosures the previous 2 years. While unemployment is a large factor, the increase in foreclosures since the recession is also due to lag time. It can take anywhere from a year to 16 months or more for a property to be foreclosed on. Jody Stickney is a mortgage default counselor with Community Action Incorporated of Rock and Walworth Counties. She says her job hasn't slowed down a bit these past few years. Stickney says many of her clients who are trying to hold on to their homes lost their jobs and eventually found work again, but that work pays a lot less.
They probably bought their house 5 or 6 years ago, and it was bought based on the income they currently had at that time, as far as affordability goes, and it isn't happening anymore. And some people come in and the bottom line is this house, you can't afford it anymore.
Do not bid if you do not have the funds with you. Plaintiff's bid is $97,622.18.
At a sheriff's sale in the Rock County Courthouse, virtually every week, property after property goes through the final step of foreclosure, where the majority land back in the bank's hands. According to RealtyTrack, Rock County has one of the highest foreclosure rates in the state, with one of every 247 properties there in foreclosure. That's had an impact on the real estate market there, where foreclosures account for 20% of all sales. Harvey Miller is a real estate agent with Century 21 affiliated in Janesville.
We're off probably at least 30% from our peak prices at this point. This creates a great difficulty for people trying to sell their properties.
Miller notes the sagging economy in general is likely a larger factor of deflated prices, but UW-Whitewater's Cation says that the foreclosure effect is definitely real.
There's a foreclosure in your neighborhood. It diminishes all the values of the houses around it because the buyers see this as an opportunity. I can buy this house that's probably pretty similar, same grade school, same public services. So why should I pay the full amount for the house next door?
Cation says that foreclosure filings in Wisconsin are starting to taper, but he says that until there is a substantial decrease in unemployment, there will continue to be a problem. Cation's prediction is that a complete turnaround in housing won't come for another 4 years. He says his concern right now is that we don't have another recession. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.